Ghost Dancer by John Case. For Paco Ignacio Taibo, Justo Vasco, and the Semana Negra crew. Prologue. Liberia, September 2003. There was this ping, a single solitary noise that announced itself in the key of C. Ping. And that was that. The noise came from somewhere in the back, at the rear of the fuselage, and for a moment it reminded Mike Burke of his brother's wedding. It was the sound his father made at the rehearsal dinner, announcing a toast by tapping his glass with a spoon. Ping. It was funny, if you thought about it. But that wasn't it. Though the helicopter was French, in fact, a single-rotor Ecureuil B-2, it was not equipped with champagne flutes. The sound signaled something else, like the noise a tail rotor makes when one of its blades is struck with a 9mm round and snaps in half and flies away. Or so Burke imagined. Ping! Frowning, he turned to the pilot, a Kiwi named Rubini. Did you... The handsome New Zealander grinned.
No worries, bug lugs.
Suddenly the chopper yawed violently to starboard, roaring into a slide and twisting down. Rubini's face went white, and he lunged at the controls. Burke gasped, grabbing the armrests on his seat. In an instant, his life, his whole life, passed before his eyes against a veering background of forest and sky. One by one, a thousand scenes played out as the helicopter tobogganed down an invisible staircase toward a wall of trees. In the few seconds it took to fall 500 feet, Burke remembered...